Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, you make my morning every morning. It's so wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. I know, it's the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow.
Conference recording started.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm so glad we're recording that. It's very important. But let me tell you where I am, okay? I'm in one of the most beautiful places on earth. I'm in Lanikai. I'm at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and it is the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. It's an all-ladies tournament, and women from the age of, 14 to 89, they're all playing golf today, and they played yesterday, and they played the day before. These women are so enamored with this game, and no kidding, I wonder why, because it's a fabulous game to play. And we're going to have a partly sunny day today here on Oahu. Isolated showers on Kauai, though. Some scattered showers on Oahu and Maui. High today about 88, depending where you are. It could be only 83. I want to be there. Easterlies 15 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers, low about 68, high 73. Easterlies 15 miles per hour. If you plan to go out to play on Sunday, partly cloudy, on the leeward side, isolated showers during the day. Windward and Mocha, scattered showers during the day. Do you know the difference between isolated and scattered? I've always wanted to ask a weather person about that. Isolated showers at night, high 82 to 87, low 68 to 73. Easterly winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour. So, you know, when it's breezy, you got to swing easy. On Hawaii Island, windward, mostly sunny, occasional showers. On the leeward side, partly sunny, a little bit of haze. Yes, she's got her eruption going on again. You know, how long does it last? Pele is at it on Hawaii Island, and just spectacular. I think we're in eruption 22. Anyway, haze. Scattered showers, high 83 to 88. And if you'd like to play a round of golf on the Big Island, Volcano, yes, bubbling and partly sunny. There's an 832 at Volcano, a 924, and a 1048. Makalei has an 836 and a 910. Poipu, 10 o'clock, 1020, 11 o'clock, a 9 o'clock at Kauai Lagoons. And if you're on Maui, there's a 1050 on the Gold Course, an 1120. Emerald has an 1150 and a 1230. And the Blue Course has a 1050 and a 1230. I wish you were here, because you are welcome to come to the Jenny K. Invitational as a spectator. That would be fantastic. Just come out to the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Enjoy the facilities. They're absolutely spectacular. And we already have a clubhouse full of wonderful ladies who are coming in to share their experiences. Before we get to our wonderful ladies, Ron Haas, Mid-Pacific Country Club General Manager, is here. Welcome into, well, I should say thank you for letting me be in your clubhouse, in your office.
Good morning, Danielle. Yes, welcome. Welcome to Mid-Pacific Country Club. And it's always wonderful to have you here in my office and stuff. And look at this beautiful view. I'm spoiled every day when I'm sitting here in my office looking over the golf course, hole number 1 and 9 and 10 and stuff, and the coal aisle. So it is spectacular, and it's wonderful to have you here again.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to start off before the women come, because I'm happy to be one of the women this weekend because it's fantastic golf out here. And, yeah, it's great to have these ladies out here, and it's a very long-running golf tournament. It's 1950.
It's a 75 years.
It's actually almost 75 years. It's 75 years, but because of COVID, we missed a year.
That's true.
What's really cool about it is that next year, it's going to be the 75th Jenny K.
Okay.
And the 100th anniversary of the club.
Wow.
So
it's going to be a big party.
It's a perfect marriage right here.
Yes.
You know, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. And you can come up and check it out. Maybe you'd like to be a member at Mid-Pacific Country Club and play this Jason Amoy spectacularly kept golf course. He'll be on the show later, too. But first, will you stay with us?
Sure.
Well, okay, great. You stay here. And I believe I am meeting Alexa Takai.
No, that's actually Jenny Tan. I'm sorry, yes.
Jen Tan.
Okay, Jen. And is this Kimmy?
Yes.
Hi, Kimmy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? Okay.
What is cool about it, I'm here wedged with two lovely ladies, you know, one who is first time playing and one who is basically an icon of golf, an icon at the club.
Yes.
And she's actually my idol. I mean, she's out here playing golf how many times? Three times a week? Four times a week?
Three or four times. Sometimes
wow.
Whole week.
That's one thing.
Wow.
And I would not say that, like, let her say it, but the age she has and how much she's out there. No, so I said she can say it, but that's what's cool about it. That's why I said she's my idol.
Yes.
So I'll let Kimmy answer that question.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. So what time's your tea time?
7:40.
What time's your tea time?
Mine is 7:36.
7:36, can we... okay. Jen, you're a first-time player.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
So how many rounds have you played here before?
So I've been a member for approximately 2 years, so if I had to guess, I'd play an average of twice a week,
Wow. Maybe
three sometimes.
Wow.
I do want to note that I'm a beginner golfer, so I've only been playing the game for 2 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's wonderful, and you're playing in the Jenny K.
There's a story to that. So
please.
I was inspired by my 25-year-old daughter, who is actually a pro golfer in the sense that she works at a club on the mainland. And when she turned 21, she said, "Mom, I think you should pick up golf for a lot of reasons. You know, you do a lot of business transactions. You meet a lot of people. It tells you a lot about yourself." And sure enough, you know, the game in itself is not just, you know, the competition. I've learned all my weaknesses and strengths and camaraderie, and it's just been a truly amazing journey for me.
It is. And did you go to a teacher?
I did.
Yes. Who did you choose?
I actually chose Leland Lindsay off K-Bay.
Okay.
So I went to him for approximately 1 year, and the rest of it my daughter picked up and put me through boot camp while she's home for her off season.
What was boot camp?
Okay, so boot camp entailed a full day in the hot sun in the sand bunkers right here at Mid-Pac and on the driving range, several days practicing routines. Total workout.
Now, do you work out in addition to – you do? Tell us.
So in addition to my golf workout, I found that my yoga practice – I'm a certified yoga instructor as well in Ashtanga, and I found that not only the physical practice in itself but the mental – aspect of yoga, providing clarity and just learning to let things go when you have a bad hole.
Yes.
So I think those are the main benefits, and they complement each other so well, in my opinion.
I can't tell you how wonderful it is to hear someone else speak about these things about golf, because golf is so many facets to it, and one of the hardest parts is learning about how you react to things and then seeing what your weaknesses are in those reactions, how it detracts from your ability to continue on, to get over the last shot. It doesn't matter. It was the last shot. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Just work towards a better shot. And work is the wrong word, because work, let yourself flow with it. And I think yoga is kind of like, let yourself flow with it and, yeah, get over yourself. We take so much time up getting angry with ourselves, and then the more angry you get with yourself, the less likely you are to be able to concentrate. You just lose focus. You lose everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. And just living in the present moment, I guess, is my takeaway from that. Just enjoying every single moment, because you only have that one opportunity for that moment.
Yeah. What flight are you in?
So I'm in the lowest flight. proudly. Okay. Yeah. I'm proud to have an opportunity with compete with some amazing ladies.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh, and you look fabulous. There's
Thank
no
you.
Way you could have a 25-year-old daughter.
Thank you. Thank you. I attribute that to yoga.
Oh, yeah, mentioning your practice, how if somebody wants to take up yoga or they don't know where to go and they already are, where would they find you?
So I have a private practice, and I do classes for surfers because I also surf. I canoe paddle, and I also do some for my lady friends here outside, just at a more toned-down level,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
So and focusing on core strength, balance, mobility. So it's just something that I enjoy. Mm. It's sort of my kuleana to
yeah.
get back to.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you wouldn't want to tell people how to reach you?
Oh, absolutely. I have my information. They can DM me. I have an Instagram.
You're on Instagram, they can find Jen Tan.
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're here, and I really appreciate the time you took to drop in to his clubhouse to talk with
No, if I can say one more thing about
sure.
Jen, what I love about Jen, she's only been here for 2 years, you said. She fully immersed herself in the culture and the community of this club. She's basically has her hands and fingers in many things we do here at the club.
Yeah.
But also what is great, she gives back. Mm. And one of the things she does right now, she's actually running for the board of directors here at the club,
oh.
which, again, she cares about this club. She cares about the community. She cares about the sport. So
yes.
as we just heard, you know, it's just yoga, surfing,
yeah.
25-year-old
yeah.
daughter,
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how she has time for all the kind of stuff, but it goes back to the well-balanced of she has. And as you said, with yoga and golf, you know, I agree with you. The shot's over. Don't worry about what happened. You know, my dad always told me, it doesn't matter how you drive, it's how you arrive. Right?
There
yeah.
you go.
You know, so the thing is, you could have great 10 holes, but then if you lose it in the back. And having said that, we have seen it so many times in this clubhouse and in tournaments that people lose it on hole number 16, 17, and 18 in the final round. Because, again, it doesn't matter because it goes in your head. You're in the final stretch. But if you don't focus every single moment, it doesn't matter what you did the last 10, 11, 12 holes and stuff like that. So.
By the way, it happens to professional players, too.
Right. Right.
It's like you've gotten that far, you know, and then all of a sudden, I'm at the
yeah.
final. Kimi Komatsu,
yes.
oldest
yes.
player.
Yes.
Do you know the Bun Bun Do
Bookstore?
Is that yours?
Yes, that was mine.
Yes. So you're in the E-flight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need to ask Jen, do you need to get away?
I do, but I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today. It's been such a pleasure. Mahalo nui. And
awesome.
Good luck, Kimi.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Awesome.
We're in the yes. same flight.
You're in the same flight together.
Oh.
It's wonderful. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Jen Tan, first-time Jenny K player, and I want to encourage you, if you've ever thought about playing in the Jenny K, it's fun. You know, that's the most important thing, and Kimi Komatsu is
yes.
nodding her head. How long have you been playing golf?
Oh, since I was 62, so now 24 years. No, yeah, 26 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You started when you were 62?
62, yes.
And you've been playing for 24 years?
Yes.
You don't look like you could be possibly. Now, why did you take up golf at 62?
Because my doctor said that after 60, you need some exercise. I owned the bookstore. I was
yeah.
very busy, and so never had a chance to exercise. And he said, no, it's time to exercise. So go to gym. I told the doctor, I said, it's such a boring, you know.
Go to the gym.
I don't want to do this all by myself.
Yeah.
So then he says, walk around the house. I said, oh, no, I'm a car person. 5 minutes, I take a car.
Yeah.
So I won't walk. So he said, how about the golf? So I said, oh, that sounds good. And my store used to give tournaments, you know, big tournaments. So I said, oh, that sounds good. So he taught me. He took me to the pro shop and then bought the whole thing, and he taught me how. So I started out from the courts. Never have been to the practice range.
Right. Yes, because that's really not your style, is it?
Yeah.
Right. You could just jump in.
Yeah.
Right.
And even up today, I have never been to the practice range. It's always the actual thing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Kimmy, come on, so you are really something. So you've been, 25 years you've been playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, the addition is driving me crazy, from 62 plus 25. You also don't look your age.
Oh.
Okay. It must be golf is good for us.
It is. The sun, the vitamin D from the sun, and mine is really, I don't think I am 88. I think I'm like 50.
I couldn't agree with you more. Why in the world would one believe one is the age they are? I mean, that would just make you feel old.
So I think the listeners need to hear this now, that basically never too late to start.
That's right.
And guess what? You can turn back the clock, too. You know,
turn back the clock?
When you play golf, especially at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Of course.
But it's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you, would you recommend golf to other people?
Obviously. Oh, yes. I'm always doing that. The golf is one thing that will teach you everything and use from head to toe. You need the brain to plan and where to hit for the first shot, second shot. And then you need a commitment. And you need a courtesy to the other players playing with you. And the concentration, you got to have a concentration. Take everything out of your mind, which is very important, I think, for life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Expel what all that stuff is. And golf does that. It kind of, because you're out in nature,
mm-hmm.
that's a wonderful feeling, you know, and it's just, it's terrific.
Yeah.
So to be able to just enjoy the outdoors,
yeah.
In addition to being in the midst of all, thank you very much. Ron, you're not leaving, right? Okay, good. Okay. And your tea time's coming up. You don't practice ever?
No.
No.
I have never been there.
Yes, right.
And my teacher is a commentator out of a TV show.
I was going to ask you who your teacher is, and then we use commentators on the TV show.
Yeah, I listen to them. The men's, the commentators, the women's commentators. Oh, that's what happened, and all this. So I try not to do what they made the mistake, and that's why I'm my teacher.
Which one is your favorite commentator?
Oh, that what's her name? The one that had a problem with the.
So you are watching ladies' golf or men's golf?
Both. I record everything.
Yes, you record.
I stay up until 5 o'clock in the morning for watching.
And then you get all your tips.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah, so I used to look at the behind the ball, and one day the commentator said, that all the pros, I have been wondering why the pro will take so much grass in the front of the ball. After they hit.
Right.
So I thought, mine is in the back.
Right.
Now theirs in the front.
Front.
So the one commentator says, they're looking at the front of the ball, not the behind the ball.
Wow.
And since then, my game have improved a lot.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at the back of your ball. Look at the
front
of your ball.
Yes.
Far out.
Yes.
And if we talk much more, you just might miss your tea time. Kimmy Komatsu,
yeah.
I'm honored that you sat down with me, and I appreciate all of the input. You've taught us a lot.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And
yeah, this is my 20th.
This is Jenny your 20th, Jenny Kay, and you're going to be here for, I have
2007, I won.
Yeah. Oh, you...
Yeah.
You're a champion, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bravo. Bravo. I think we need to bring in Alexa. Hi, Alexa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, and I've read so much about you. I was really quite amazed at your talent. Now, when did you start playing? When you were 15?
When I was, the tournament or?
The tournament.
I played last year, so I was 14.
And you won.
Yes.
Yes, so you're a defending champ.
Yeah.
Does that put a little bit more pressure on you?
I don't think so. I've never really been one to go, like, too much under pressure. I'm kind of just, like, you know, focus on what I'm what I can control and what I'm looking at, and I don't really think about the leaderboard too much. Just go out and play.
That's smart. I think Kimi would agree with you completely. Now, when did you start playing golf?
When I was five.
Five. Who got you into the game?
It was mainly my dad. He kind of wanted all of my siblings to just have it as kind of like a weekend, like bonding kind of thing, because, you know, he really liked he really liked to play golf, and I guess it was like his dream for all of us to be able to enjoy it with him. And then we kind of just started getting really competitive and wanted to go further. So,
how many are you of your siblings are still playing?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, but my oldest sister, she just graduated from college, so. Unfortunately, her college career is over, but I'm sure she's still going to play it outside of work and stuff.
Did she play competitively in college? Oh, cool. She was on the team.
Yeah, she was at BU.
Okay. That's pretty competitive.
Yeah.
And so what I read about you is you picked up the club for the first time at the age of seven, but it was five.
Five. Yeah. I wouldn't say I played, like, competitively until a couple years ago. I was never really too much into it, and then now I'm just, like, I don't know what happened. I just love it so much.
Something clicked. So even with your siblings, you weren't competing against them?
We were. I'm surprised, you know, beating them didn't motivate me more when I was younger. but... Yeah, so, like, now I'm just in love with the game.
And you don't know when, you know, when it switched on. That's amazing. Yeah. How much workouts, what do you do to prepare for the game?
I think it's good to have, like, a consistent routine. Recently, I've been trying to, obviously, you know, going to the gym now in pro golf, in, like, college and junior golf, it's, like, so important. Like, everyone is doing it. So, you know, I try to get in there, like, at least a few times a week, like 3 to 4. If I'm going to, you know, prepare for a tournament, you don't want to be too sore or, like, too out of it. So maybe a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
But, you know, during the regular schedule, it's kind of just the same 3 to 4 consistently per week.
Okay. So have you etched out your career goals? What are you going to do from here on out? So you're... How old are you now? Excuse me.
15.
You're 15 now. And what do you plan to do next once you finish high school?
Well, as of right now, I'm definitely considering college.
Okay.
Definitely looking at college. I think it's a great experience, and you can kind of only do it one time. So it's definitely something that I'd want to at least, you know, begin.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... If we're talking, like, golf-wise, the dream tournament I want to play in is Augusta National Women's Amateur. So that one's on the list. Probably out of any amateur tournament, that's the one I'd want to play the most. And then, you know, if I decide to turn pro, then that's a long way away, and I'll just...
You're being very smart. It's a good idea to set goals. And I think the Augusta National Women's Amateur is a beautiful goal. It's a fantastic golf course. I mean, it's just an amazing place. You feel like you're in a dream world because of the way everything just feels enclosed, but not enclosed. It's wide open, and the trees are spectacular, but you feel like there's a big arms around the place so that everybody feels cozy and comfortable and safe.
You wouldn't know where you are if you were inside the golf course. Like, you couldn't see anything outside.
Exactly.
All that there is.
Have you been there?
I've driven past it. I haven't actually been inside, unfortunately, but I'd love to, you know, drive up there one day and then actually get to play the course.
That's a great thing to strive toward. And do you have any other hobbies outside? Do you do anything? Is golf center?
Golf is definitely the center. I'd say, compared to most sports, it's one that you have to practice like a lot to be good at everything. because there's so many aspects to it. So it kind of doesn't leave that much time on the table for other things. But I do love, you know, working out and hiking and just being outside. I've always been, like, an outside person. And even when I was younger, I used to play soccer, and I just loved being active and, you know, getting out.
Well, that's a running game. This is a little bit more relaxed. Not really, right, because it's all up in the mind.
And yeah, instead of being physically worn out, you're mainly just mentally worn out.
Drained.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you come off the course. Do you have a meal routine? Do you eat certain foods? Do you stay away from others?
Curious. Now I've become a little bit more lenient. I think it's still just, you know, eat mainly real foods, you know, most of the time, and then every once in a while, you know, just have a treat. But during the week, it's usually just like, you know, I try to get some protein in and then maybe a little bit of carbs. And
so you are thinking about that, the balance.
Yeah, because, I mean, you want to feel, you want to feel, like, ready and prepared and good. And if you're not, your diet isn't that good, then it's kind of hard to feel ready.
Yeah. Goodness gracious, this is really exciting to talk with you about how you're going through it. When you're competing with people, do you compete with yourself, or are you competing against the other players?
I think in a tournament like this where it's stroke play, you're kind of just competing against yourself, because no matter what the leaderboard says, as long as you don't leave anything on the table, there's nothing you can do about it.
Uh-huh.
I think if it's, you know, the last day and you're coming up the stretch, maybe you can look at the leaderboard to see, oh, do I play conservatively or do I go for all the pins? And then if it's match play, you know, you could say it's a little bit different because you're just counting on what the other person's shooting. And, you know, you should, you know, ideally know what they're at and what you're at. But, yeah, stroke play, I think, I'm a huge believer in, like, just not looking at the leaderboard, just play your own game and stick to the game plan, you know.
Do you have a teacher? An instructor?
I do. I have a swing coach. His name is Kevin Shimomura.
Oh, yeah.
He's at Coalina.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, do you know Brandon Kopp?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You could say, I guess you could say he's kind of more like a mentor to me. And then, like, kind of like a friend, because he knows so much about the game, and I'm really thankful that he's, you know, passed that knowledge down to me and been so kind.
It's wonderful. Yeah, that's another thing about golf. People share. And Kimi Komatsu, she was saying that she's learned everything from the golf commentators. Do you watch golf on television?
Yes, I do.
What do you think of what they're saying, the commentators are saying?
Yeah, I think you can learn. You can learn a lot from them, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes they see stuff that you can't see.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's always good to listen to, you know, really listen to what they're saying out there.
She said she learned that you don't look at the back of the ball, you look at the front of the ball. That's what they said on television. She was wondering why her divots were behind the ball when everybody else's was in front. So when she looked at the front of her ball, she actually came down, and I guess it worked better for her. It's interesting that when you get this kind of input, you can test it in your own world. And now she says she looks at the front of the ball instead of the back of the ball, and she's doing better. So everybody's a little bit different in how this game works. I'm having so much fun talking with you, and I know that you need to probably get to your tee time. What time is your tee time?
8:45.
Oh, you've got lots of time, but I have to take a commercial break because, you know, we have to thank the people who make this show possible. So Nani's going to take care of that, and if you need to go, get ready. I totally understand. And if you'd like to stay, you're absolutely welcome to stay. My name is Danielle Tucker. You're listening to the Golf Club Radio Show. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I'm sorry. Here we go. Aloha Powers Honda Generator Sale. And it's Aloha Powers Honda EU 2200 Generator Sale. We have specials in every size, and you get a $200 off warranty. That's your Honda EU 2200 Generator. It's only $1,099. Plus, there's a free extended warranty that's worth another $250. If you need power on your job site, out in a field, you need to keep your lights on and your equipment running. Well, others are in the dark, unfortunately, but you've got your generator. Get your Honda generator today. You want them? We got them, and we ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. We're open Monday through Saturday. That's Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu, you know, Farrington Highway. If you're coming from Honolulu, you're going down off the freeway, Waipahu exit, and then you come around, stay to your left, get on Farrington. You're going in that westbound direction, and on the left by Waipahu Depot Street, you're going to see the big sign that's up there, and it says Aloha Power Equipment. But you can't make a left there because there's a fence along that line. You go down to the next street, you make a U-turn, and there you are at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Lorna Nishihara, JK, that's the Jenny K, co-chair and player. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle.
And you've got a tee time when?
7:54.
Goodness gracious. I've got you for how much time? Brief.
Whatever. I'll just work on your schedule.
Kulia I kanu'u. What does that mean?
I guess it's moving forward. Strive for the
highest. Strive for the highest.
Yes.
Kula I kanu'u. That was Jenny Kay's kind of motto.
That's correct.
Yes. And tell us about Jenny Kay.
Well, Jenny Kay, wife of John Wilson, the prior mayor of Wilson Tunnel.
Yes.
She was one of the Kalakaua dancers once upon a time, and apparently she got friends with some of the lady members here, and she was never a golfer, but that's how it started this legacy.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this golf club, the Mid-Pacific Country Club, where we are, that's hosted the Jenny Kay, started in 1950. I can't say 75 because 1 year it wasn't played.
74.
A 100 years ago, this clubhouse was here, and Ron was saying, you know, nodding his head, yes, I got worried that I made a mistake again. But Lorna, this is amazing how long this tournament has been played and the commitment. What do you think keeps it going?
It's the members. It's the staff. This is the longest and the only three-day ladies tournament in the state. 75 would be the big milestone for us to hit next year.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for the best.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much the members and the staff.
The members and the staff keep it going.
Yeah.
And the ladies playing.
And
if you're not a member, can you compete in the tournament?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We got several from Japan, a lot from the mainland, California, Washington State this year. So, yeah, come and join us.
So people fly in from around the world to play in
neighbor
the Jenny
Islands,
K.
Neighbor Islands, yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Sponsored by the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. What does it take to put this all together?
We have this year about 17 chairs, and they're all seasoned. So they do what they have to do, and they know the duties, but it's pretty much, again, the members that donate their time and money to sponsor this tournament.
17 chairs. So
17.
It's chairs of different committees.
Yes.
You have 17
yes.
different committees
yes.
working on different aspects of the tournament.
Mm-hmm. So from donations to lays to medals to
yes.
banquets. Chairs in general.
Being in charge.
Yes.
And making sure it all comes together.
Correct.
Yeah.
And a lot of them is the men that help. You know, a lot of clubs that you hear that, oh, it's a ladies thing, so the men don't want to get involved. But here, the men donate their time for spotting.
Wow. That is very cool.
Their money. You know, the ladies say, come on, donate. And, this year, we were really fortunate to have Dwight Otani and Teresa Otani, they were like a big sponsor for us this year.
Oh, that's thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Otani. Right on.
Yes.
Are there any, I mean, this is the time. Are there any other sponsors?
Oh, we got wine from Dwayne Miyashiro.
Thank you.
Every player had a bottle of wine.
Wow.
Obviously not the youngsters. Not the youngsters.
And not right before the round.
No, not
unless
right.
they wanted to.
We had a nice poo-poo party yesterday.
Wow.
All hosted.
Hosted by?
The club and Dwayne Miyashiro.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we have a banquet on Sunday.
Banquet on Sunday. And there is a celebration of life. For Mona Parker,
yes, this evening.
Yes. She was quite the woman. Everybody loved Mona Parker.
Oh, everybody loved Mona. She was first started as, I heard, a tennis player, and then they got to be golfers. And, yeah, the best personality out there. She was once upon a time a chair for Jenny Kay and also the president of the women's division.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See. All right. Well, yeah, my thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Parker family and everybody who loved her. And I'm so glad to have, you know, heard that she passed, because she was always a bright light,
yes.
just, you know, just a wonderful person. I, you know, the motto of the Jenny Kay, Kulia I Kanu'u, striving for the highest. Not only was this the personal motto of both Queen Kapiolani and Auntie Jenny, year after year, it also seems to fit for each of the women challenging themselves in this prestigious competition, right?
So true, yes. Only in Jenny Kay. I've been here 25 years, and during Jenny Kay, you go to places that you've never been in your entire life.
In your mind or in
both.
Your... Your emotions, right?
It's just a different feeling out there. Yeah.
What would you say to a woman who might be listening right now about getting into the game and she's never thought about playing golf?
Well, Kimmy put it in the complete package. It's good for everything of your body, your mind, your soul, your exercising, just meeting new friends. And that's what you meet every year at these tournaments.
Yeah, and maintaining friendships.
And maintaining friendships.
Yeah, because you have something to look forward to get together.
Yes.
You're going to play around the golf and play.
Exactly.
It's really the operative word
exactly.
there. Right.
Exactly. But golf is the only sport that you can play from a great grandparent to for the child. You should notice, right, Alexa is 15, Kimmy's 88. She could have been his great-grandchild.
I know.
Right? That's really smart.
And she's going to get out there and get it. You know, and I look, so I was looking up on the leaderboard, you know, like what position she was in last time, you know, and I kept going down, down, down. She's like at the bottom. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Look how the spirit that she has,
exactly.
the joy and the
exactly.
all of that. It's just
exactly.
absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
Now, I better get you off the air because your tea time, it's 7:40 now, 7:39. We're just having too much fun.
There you go.
Lorna Nishihara, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
Annette. It's been a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. We're going to take a break. We'll be right after this back.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It is Saturday. It is moving day. It's moving day at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's moving day here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the 74th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. By the way, if you just come and watch, you will fall in love with this golf course because it just feels good. It's all women from teens to octogenarians, all amateurs. Some want to make golf their career, and they know it early in their lives. Some have played golf for fun all of their lives and wouldn't think of stopping. And then there's the guy that kind of holds it all together. He's the general manager here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. His name is Ron Haas. Ron, you've got a really cool, like, background. Tell us how you're...
You mean I'm a mixing bag here with everything I've done in my life?
Yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, all the different clubs you've been at and the different things you've done at those clubs, how you organize food and beverage and entertainment and all the stuff that...
You know, the funny thing is, considering you have my funny accent, I'm originally an island boy, if you think about it. I was born in Bermuda.
Oh!
You know, so many people who know Bermuda in the Atlantic Ocean, small little island, you know, I always laugh when I hear people talk about island fever here in Hawaii. Try to go to Bermuda and live there. Like, my parents lived there for 6 years. It's like, I don't know how they did it. But it's a beautiful spot there. But as you just said, I'm originally from Vienna, Austria, so far away from home here. And I came here when I was 20 years old, and the reason I came here, because my dad used to be here. My dad used to be the general manager of the Royal Hawaiian when he was here in the early 80s. And he worked at Makaha, Sheraton Makaha, and Sheraton Maui, and he opened up the Sheraton Princeville originally. So I basically fell into the hospitality due to my dad and stuff. So, and then after I was here working for the hotels, I moved to Arizona and I worked at a club called Desert Mountain, which probably many people know on the show here, which when I was there, we opened three of the six golf courses at that time, which was Apache, Chiricahua, and Outlaw. Now they have seven golf courses because they opened up seven. So it's basically the Mecca, or what do you call it, the Disneyland of golf, you know, having seven golf courses there now and stuff. But a beautiful location, beautiful facility. And then, talk about the totally opposite, I went to the Santa Lucia Preserve in Carmel, which is a 20,000-acre community, and they had a Tom Fazio course there. And, you know, I always say this is how golf was meant to be, where, you know, you're just out there in nature. And I remember this one time I played golf, and there was this deer sitting there with, in the bunker on the tee box. Actually, sorry, the tee box on number one. And the reason I remember it, because he had a broken antler. And when I came around on number 18, he was laying in the bunker right in front of the green right there. So he
laying
in the bunker, had a great time, you know, hung out. Why wouldn't you? I was no threat to him at that. Maybe my golf ball might have been, but luckily I didn't hit him. So I was there for a while. And then I went up to the East Bay, and I was at a club called Moraga Country Club, which actually is unique because it's an HOA slash a country club and stuff. So, and then about 3.5 years ago, I came back. And the reason I came back is because my wife is a local girl. She's from the Big Island, from Lapa'ahoehoe, so it probably gets as local as you can get.
That's very local.
So I took the local girl out in 1997 to Arizona, so to the desert, you know, from the beautiful, lush island here.
From
you know,
Lapa'ahoehoe.
From one sand to the other sand, you know, so... And we've gotten closer, like I said, you know, Arizona, went to Vegas, went to California, and boom, here we are back again, you know. And the cool thing is the kids, who, my son was born here, my daughter was born in Arizona, they all came back too, including my three grandkids. You know, so I have a 6, 4, and a 2-year-old and stuff, you know. So so it's funny, you know. So and my son and my daughter-in-law, they are professional pickleball players now, which is a total different sport.
Wait a second.
Professional pickleball player. Yeah, actually, my son was on the cover of Honolulu Magazine in April. As you know, there was this big golf pickleball tournament in the convention center last month.
Yes.
There were 1,000 of people there and stuff. So both of them played there. And it's amazing, as we all know, a different kind of ball, you know. But I think pickleball gave the wiffle ball another life again, you know, with playing pickleball. So, but yeah, it goes back to what we said before from we're talking about Mona right now, who was a tennis player first and get into golf.
Yeah.
What I like about golf, like we just talked about, we just had this four ladies sitting here, you know, with Jen being first time. Kimmy, who started late, so never hurts when you start, you know, never give up. And
62.
And I tell you one thing, on this golf course out there, our members play a lot of golf, and I can see why. It's, first of all, she said, a doctor told her to, you know, and I know there's studies out there. People who play golf live an average of about 7 years plus longer.
Did you hear that? Huh?
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah. Because why? It's the exercise. Uh-huh. You know, many of our members walk the 18 holes, so you get the 10,000 order steps very easily. The community, you know, and the socialization, you know, so that's all what the body mind needs to stay active. You know, when we all retire, you know, in the old days, people say, okay, you start join a country club because when you retire, it's something to do, and it is a great sport after because you have time for it, but it's more so the health side of it.
Yeah.
But now, as we know, during post COVID. The golf has now been researched to all walks of life. You know, we talked about first time. Kimmy has been here a long time. We talked about Alexa, who is, you know, started off when she was five,
right.
You know, winning the golf tournament, winning last year's golf tournament when she was, I think, 14 or 15, you know, and then you have Lorna, who's been doing, first of all, chairing it and then being playing, you know, it's kind of
25 years.
Right.
Wow.
And what's cool about being, I listened to Alexa, and we asked a question offline for a second if her sisters are playing because. All three of them played last year, and I know they're working and school is a little bit harder now, but I know Alexa won last year, and Madison and Victoria, and when I had this picture taken last year with, you know, Alexa mentioned about her dad, got her into it and stuff because of the community and the family, it really hit home when I say mom and dad and the three girls up there taking a picture. It's nothing better than that. You know, again, it talks about the sport, how great it is. Again, all walks of life, all types of people, all age of people,
yeah.
You know, so, and especially being here in Hawaii, I mean, what better place? I mean, you can play basically 365 days a year out here, and we have beautiful golf courses all around, you know, and not being biased here, but we have a beautiful golf course here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And the great thing is, like, a couple of days ago, we had a representative from the Seth Reyna Society here, Anthony Pioppi, who is a part of that.
Anthony Pioppi.
Yeah.
He's been on my show.
Great. Now, he's a great guy, and
yeah.
We talked, and actually, you, Mark Suso, you know, who's been here forever.
Yes.
Since he was 13 years old, and I think he's now...
Never mind.
But he was our director of golf for 50 years here,
yes.
And I tell you one thing, he was like a little kid in the candy store talking to Anthony about Seth Reyna, about the golf course. And what really hit home is that, you know, Mid-Pacific Country Club was the last golf course Seth Reyna designed. You know, he originally came here for Wailea, you know, so again, Wailea and Mid-Pacific Country Club, architect by Seth Reyna. So, but when we were out there and we looked at the old drawings, we looked at the old pictures and stuff, and he was really amazed that the majority of our holes are still the original track.
Really?
You know, except, as you know, hole 4, 5, and 6 went over Kealapulu Stream, which was unique by itself. I saw his pictures, and many people probably saw this picture of the tee box, which is floating in the middle of the canal, hitting over the canal, and then you walk, drive on the other side, and come back over to the current hole number 6 and stuff. And it was fun. And to talk about Seth Reyna and who he is and what he has done, especially on the East Coast, you know, and the great courses he has designed and stuff. So it was fun the last few days. Mark had a great time, you know, again,
I'm
like
glad.
I said, you know, and Anthony walked away and he said, you know what, this guy record everything he says because he knows everything about this golf course, about the people were who was member like 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and who were the kids and grandkids. He's a walking dictionary, walking history book. So it was fun, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Are you going to record him?
We actually did.
Oh, good.
We had somebody out here who we walked hole by hole with him. And, you know, we just have to now fine-tune it and,
right.
and stuff. But,
right.
yeah, it's not many people have that luxury, you know. And
50 years.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Yeah.
So, and, again, women out here playing golf. And, again, it's like I said last time to you at the Mid-Pacific Open, what is so cool about being here, instead of just being the golf tournament, it's the people. It's the players. It's the players enjoying each other, knowing each other. And really, it's also what's cool about this club here. It's one thing of the members giving up the golf course, but it's not just that. They are giving back to the sport. They're engaged with the sport, as you just heard Lorna say about the guys are here helping
yeah.
out, which doesn't happen often. It's not here. There is no, what do you call it, battle of the sexes here. Everybody does their thing. And, again, that's what makes both golf tournaments, besides being played as long as they have, from 1950 plus, it makes it special. Like I said, you always hear the thing that it's the people, but here you can feel it. And especially here with the Aloha Spirit, I always say that what makes Hawaii special
yeah.
is the people, and it's the Aloha Spirit, it's the community, and it's home here at Mid-Pacific Country Club with our membership.
Yeah, it truly is. Everybody's, and the beauty is, too, you if you want to not, you know, if you just want to be on your own, just focus on, just be alone, that's okay, too. That's the thing about a home like this.
Right.
Yeah, everybody has those times when, you know, they just, I just don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to be in nature. I just want to hit that ball and get rid of all the stuff that's been bugging me, and so you feel like you don't have to put on a jacket, mm-hmm. that, you know, the country club jacket,
right.
even though it's not real. That, you know, it's a, and yet you have to act. It feels like a family.
Well, it's very comfortable here too.
Yeah,
I mean, we know that when we're Windward side, being here. I mean. Kailua Lanikai is such a wonderful, calm, peaceful location. And like I said, we have looking out the window at my office here at the Ko'olau. You know, go to the other side, you see the Mokulua Islands. I'm such a spoiled child. I'm sorry to say that. You know, make this my office here. The backdrop is. But you're absolutely right. And we see this more and more now happening in the afternoon. We have a lot of people coming up in late afternoon, especially in the summertime. It's beautiful here to play just by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, after the office, come here. But even if it's just nine holes.
Yeah.
And you know, I almost had to smile because I did not know that about Kimmy, that her practice is the golf course itself.
Yes.
You know, it's like what people said, don't even look at the manual, just start building something, you know. If a screw is left over, so be it, but at least you had fun doing it and trying to spend reading a manual. But she's out there hitting the ball, and like you just said, it's the joy of being with people. And actually, on top of it, she manages a group of players on the weekends. I think it's Sunday, where
Kimmy?
She has, Saturday. That's Kyle right next to me. Saturday, where she's in charge of them, you know. So here, and Kimmy, you know, started playing golf in the 60s, you know, is now in charge of a Saturday group here. So again, she enjoys the sport and she enjoys the people. And like I said, she doesn't look like the age she does. And
no. Even
in her head, she's 50.
Yes.
And I can see that.
Yes.
She's feisty, you know, so I love it. You know,
Ron Haas, Mid-Pacific Country Club General Manager, you're going to stay with us, but we're going to take a break and come back with Kyle Kunioka, Mid-Pacific Country Club Head Pro, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
We have such a good deal for you today. You got to listen to this. It's Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 generator sale. That's right. We have specials in every size. You know, you actually get $200 off your Honda EU 2200 generator. That's $1,099. That's all. Plus a free extended warranty worth another $250. So you get the $200 off, you get the $250 warranty that you don't pay for. You need power on both of your job sites. Maybe you want it just to have it at home. Or maybe you work out in the field and you need power. Need to keep your lights on and your equipment running. While others, unfortunately, are in the dark, you can get your Honda generator today. You want them? Yeah, we got them. And we ship off island. And shipments arrive daily here, so no worries. We're open Monday through Saturday. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And thank you. Okay, you know, Friday at the 107th PGA. So this clubhouse, this club is 100 years old. They've been playing the PGA Championship for 107 years. Max Homa. And Siwoo Kim, 64. Wow, good to see Max coming back on and Siwoo Kim. And I think the score of the leader, Jonathan Vegas, 8 under. I don't want to even say who had the high round. That's not fair. It's listed here. We don't talk about high rounds. We're talking here at the Jenny K Invitational Mid-Pacific Country Club. Fabulous golf course, wonderful staff, and you know Kyle Kunioka? You don't. He's a Mid-Pacific Country Club head professional. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kyle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see you once again. Do people come to you at the last minute to say they need something fixed?
All the time.
And
it's often a lot easier when they come with golf-related questions. But, yes, they come with a lot of other questions as well.
So you know everything.
I pretend to know everything.
Okay,
well.
But they feel good coming to you. And, in that pretending, you get to make them feel better.
That's what we do best. That's what we're here to serve.
You know, wait, what kind of fix-this questions do you have?
You know, golf-related, oftentimes it's really small, especially in terms of the lead-up to the tournament. We don't want to do a lot of overhaul or whatnot. It's more ball position, grip, maybe stance. You know, oftentimes I did work with a member last week in terms of aiming and just kind of fine-tuning to lead up to the tournament.
Right on.
There's a lot of pressure that I think each player puts on themselves to perform well. And, you know, with that pressure, oftentimes they feel maybe they lost their swing or they're off track or whatnot, and the reality is they're not too far off. They just need another set of eyeballs to kind of get them back on path and just to, you know, reinforce the confidence that they already have in themselves. So that's often what I see, especially in the lead-up to something big like the Jenny K or the Mid-Pack Open, which you just had. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Now, Kimi Komatsu, she's never gone to take a lesson. She learned all of her tips from the commentators on television. She once stayed up until 5 o'clock in the morning to watch all the tournament coverage that she had recorded to see what the commentators would say. And she said something that just kind of threw me. She said, I've been always looking at the back of my ball. And the commentators said that you shouldn't look at the back of your ball. You should look at the front of the ball. And that you'll get a better strike. And she said after she did that, voila, she had better results. What part of the ball do I look at? I mean, I'm looking at the ball, obviously, because I want to hit it.
I think that's a great question. I think tips like that, they all work different for an individual person. I don't necessarily think it's the words that are used. It's more how it's related to that individual person. So
okay. For
Kimi, maybe that tip of behind the ball related nicely for her. You know, maybe with a sport she maybe played in the past or something that she is familiar with. You know, to answer your question, the ball in general is a good place to start with.
Just looking at the ball.
Looking at the ball. A lot of people, their focus goes elsewhere. You know, you're busy. It's easy for thoughts to creep into your mind, and you forget that the task is to hit the golf ball. So I think to start with the golf ball just in general, even though it is very simple, is a very good place to start with. Then you can use specifics like the back of the ball, the side of the ball. You can use a clock method, whether it's the top side of the golf ball or the underside of the golf ball, depending on what type of spin or movement you're trying to do with the golf ball.
Now you just went into overdrive.
Another realm, and that's how it gets complicated and confusing. That's why I think, you know, in general, focus with the golf ball. You know, look at the golf ball itself and, you know, then work your swing through that.
Yeah, I could deal with front and back,
yep. But
I was getting a little side and, you know, spin. You know, I'm lucky to just make it go forward.
Yeah.
That's something we all hope to do.
Right.
How do you take a person into your lessons? When you know, somebody comes and say, you know, I really enjoy myself, but I don't enjoy myself. What do you help them with?
You know, I like to start my lessons, especially nowadays, with kind of like a talk story session, you know, where we talk about what your goals are, what it is that you're really trying to do, what it is that might frustrate you in the game, and we kind of set up a game plan even for a specific single lesson, you know, or a group lesson, you know, over time.
Yeah.
But
understanding those types of things will allow me to better approach you and help you reach your goals. And, you know, everybody's different in what they're really trying to accomplish. Some people want to shoot really low scores. And some people, like you said, just want to hit the ball straight. And understanding what those specific goals are really help to make the lesson effective. And that's, you know, something that I've learned over time with, you know, being on the lesson tee a lot is everybody's an individual and what they really want is up to them.
Yeah. In group lessons, does that, you know, it sounds kind of comfortable. You get to kind of hide in the group.
Yeah. I think group lessons are a great way to, for beginners, I think it's good for all levels because, like you said, you can hide in the group. Sometimes you don't want to ask, you know, ask a question. Sometimes you're just looking for general information or you're just looking for a buddy, you know, or a friend. And I think, you know, a group lesson is a great way to kind of
meet people and learn. That's
correct. Yep.
That, I hadn't even thought about that part of it. Yeah. And what is your goal for your game? Do you, I mean, it looks like you work out. It looks like you play. What are you going to do next with your game?
Well, you know, I did play in the Mid-Pac Open.
Right.
It was my first competitive individual stroke play event in several years. Didn't play too well, but it was a wonderful experience to be able to represent the club, you know, and to be on the inside of the ropes during that, you know, great tournament that we host and run.
Yeah.
You know, personally, it's I think I use golf more as a vehicle now in my position as head golf professional. So, you know, it's to increase my relationships and build relationships with our members or with guests. Or
yes.
There's so much different facets and aspects of the game that I've been using it for. So the competition side was a lot to do with my game and why I played it early in my life especially. But I think recently now it's more blended with the business of the game and all of that. And I've been seeing a lot of benefits and having a lot of fun with it.
And you're having more fun.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah, because they're... Does there come a point where the competition is just, like, too much?
You know, what becomes too much is the time in terms of being able to prepare and be ready for all the competitive rounds.
Got it.
And not being able to commit to a full practice schedule and being able to practice all the time like I did when I was a high school student or playing in college or whatnot. It's very different. So that part is a little bit... That part has changed a little bit over time.
Yeah, you're not a professional player. You're a professional teacher and mentor.
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
And that's kind of how we look at it in the business. You know, we look at, you know, golfers who play on tour and whatnot as professional golfers. And then we look at people in my position as golf professionals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys understand the difference,
yeah.
Why it's backwards
mm-hmm.
or forward.
Yeah.
Now, what about your children? You have a couple.
Uh-huh.
How old's your oldest?
I have a 3-year-old son and a 3-month-old son.
Well,
so we have two little ones. We're right in the heat of it.
The 3-month-old won't be taking up a club yet, but how about your 3-year-old? I've heard people start with 3-year-olds.
You know, I'm fortunate to be fairly athletic, played several different other sports as well, so I'm open to whatever he's interested in playing. Hopefully it is a sport, but if it's, you know, an instrument or anything else, I'm open to that as well. We did just take a trip to Korea and went to the Live Tour tournament in Korea, and I took my son to 2 days of those tournaments, and he was having a ball running around the driving range and kept saying he wants to play golf, and so I think golf might be in store. I think we might be bringing it to the club soon.
What did you think of the Live tournament?
You know, it was very interesting. I have some friends that are influential in bringing that tournament to Korea, and I just wanted to attend as a fan.
Sure.
It was a neat experience, different than what I was used to. There's music playing, there's flamethrowers, there's a bunch of stuff. But, you know, it was fun to see a lot of the big names that we're used to and, you know, to see them very competitive. I mean, we stayed all the way through and watched Bryson DeChambeau win and you know, it's still a very competitive tour, and there's a lot of good golf out there. So, yeah.
Cool. I always thought the staggered start was weird.
That was a little interesting. The shotgun start and everybody all over, and we had a friend playing in the field, and we watched him tee off on a par 3, which I thought was odd to begin with, but they seem happy. So. I'm just a fan on the side. So it was fun for me to watch.
That's really interesting. I'm glad you brought up that trip. But, you know, the first thing I thought of, wow, you guys are, you and your wife are, gung-ho, three-month-old and three-year-old on a trip to Korea.
Yeah.
What did you do to entertain those youngsters? Well, probably the three-year-old, not so bad, but the three-month-old. The three-year-old.
The three-year-old actually has been on several trips.
Oh.
My wife is from Korea, so Korea is kind of like a second home for us. So the first one's been to Korea a handful of times.
Okay.
He enjoys the airplane rides. It's actually getting a little bit easier as he gets older. I guess we're bad parents, but we like the iPad technique. You know, that does help us, but... you know, we got to do what we got to do to survive.
You know, I wish I had had a computer way back when. You know, it would have been, life would have been so much easier. I would have been able to keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle Kuniyoka, thank you so much for sitting in. And is there something you wanted to talk about that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, and I think we've been discussing the Jenny K. You know, we had the Mid-Pack Open. I think it's a wonderful time for the club right now. The golf course is in great shape. You know, Jason and the team are doing a wonderful job. You know, fortunately, with the tournament a few weeks ago, I played a few times this week. You know, it's a great test. It's a beautiful backdrop for everybody. So it's a wonderful opportunity for all the players. And I think if anybody's interested in wanting to come out, this is a great opportunity to watch, you know, very competitive women's golf, which is a special opportunity as well. So,
my thought exactly, because as earlier in the show I said, if you want to be a spectator, you can absolutely come and watch this tournament. And really, I think a lot of people would learn more from watching a woman or women playing for their game than watching a professional men's tournament. Because it's just, I don't know, the guys are at a different level, you know, and women, especially amateur women, would be something just to keep an eye on.
You know, the approach for ladies is always a little bit different. I think the attitudes and the way that they see everything is different as well. And it's, like I said, it's a special time because they're very competitive and they're very good. And especially, you know, with who we have playing, we have a lot of upcoming younger stars, you know, from the state of Hawaii. So I think it's a great opportunity for anybody, you know, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to see them compete and put together good scores and see how they manage them their way around the golf course. And
non-members, of course, are welcome to come for the Jenny K.
Absolutely.
Is there a place to eat?
We have snack bars, and, you know, there's places where they're able to get, you know, food around and things like that. You know, the course overall is a pretty not easy course, but accessible course for people to walk around and get around. And I think it's, you know, it's today, weather is perfect.
It
you
is.
Know, we got a little bit of rain yesterday, but it's beautiful right now.
Absolutely gorgeous. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Thank you again.
Thank
very
you.
Very much,
always
Kyle.
Love being on.
Yo, yay. Okay, aloha. And we're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's
go. I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ron Haas is the general manager and COO of Mid-Pacific Country Club. And he just said something that really, I was going to go straight over to Jason Amoy, our ground superintendent, but he's going to have to wait just 30 seconds. Is that okay, Jason? Okay. What about the haku?
Nahoku.
Nahoku.
The jewelry?
The jewelry.
Actually, the first, second, and third player winners on each flight get a necklace from Nahoku.
Okay.
Which is custom made with the Jenny K logo on it, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
You know, so, and I see some of our members have earrings too, used to do. So, one of our members, you know, Steve Folkatz, helped the women with their selection of that. And it's been a practice for many years, right? So, yeah. So, just wanted to say that thank you for Steve and Debbie Folkatz, who've been helping the women's division out with those kind of.
Right on.
Right, yeah.
Because I saw one on someone's neck.
Probably. Kimmy, you know.
And I thought, yeah. How beautiful. Yeah. Where did she get that? But I didn't say anything.
Right.
Yeah, you know. So, now, let's get to these grounds that you are taking care of so well. And Anthony Pioppi was here, and he was just amazed at the condition. Did you meet Anthony?
I did. Actually, I've known him, or I met him a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he was surprised to see everything in the same. Can tell us about your experience with how surprised he was to see everything the way it was still.
You know, when I first got here, I always knew I wanted to come to Mid-Pac Country Club. That's where I wanted to finish off my career for as long as possible. I've always enjoyed playing the course. Even before I worked here, I knew of the course. I loved the architecture. I loved the club, the membership, everything about it. And so when I got here, the Greens chairman at the time, rather, gave me about a month to go poke around, look at stuff, get familiar. And then he asked me the question, so now what do you want to change?
Wow.
And my honest answer was almost nothing. But I love the course the way it is. We can certainly take advantage of some of the architecture that's already there, but I would not be an advocate of blowing stuff up and rebuilding it. The course is exactly what it should be.
Wow. And how old is this course?
Oh, the first nine was built, what, in the 20s? And then the second nine in the 40s? And so there's been, you know, some changes. There's some land swap involving the canal. But, you know, in as far as the general layout, the playability, the push-up greens, all of that is still pretty much the same. There's subtle changes, obviously, from maintenance through the decades, but no big blow-ups.
Right.
And you know, really, the course is how it should play. It fits. It's natural in this area.
Yeah.
We've got some big ideas. I don't know if we ever get to pull it off or not, that could further enhance, I think, the original architectural design and thought process of Seth Rayner. But we'll see.
Yeah, why would you want to blow up a Seth Rayner course?
Exactly.
Yeah. And would you tell us some of the big ideas, or do you want to keep those under wraps?
No. I've been touting this for years. You know, everybody's talking about water now, right?
Yes.
Water conservation and, you know, how much water golf courses use. Yes, golf courses use a lot of water. I think we have a win-win where we could take a lot of acreage out of maintenance that's in maintenance now, namely speaking of rough, and we can naturalize it. We can naturalize it to, you know, taller, more wispy grasses, and we can use that rather than trees that also suck up a lot of water.
Sure they do.
To frame the course and to frame your shots. And what we would have then is more of an appearance like a British Open venue out here, rather than right now it's kind of a mix of maybe a dry, fast-running British Open kind of look, but there's still a whole bunch of trees that were planted through the decades that kind of give it that parkland, so to speak, appearance. And so if we get away from the trees, we would have to remove a lot of the trees that are sucking up a lot of the water that are currently used to frame a lot of parts of the course, and instead frame it with naturalized grass that eventually then doesn't need to be mowed. It certainly doesn't then need to be watered. And the best part about it is it's a whole different feel. When you look out there, and as windy as this Lanikai area can be, you'll see the rough literally waving at you. Go ahead and try and carry me.
Frightening thought right there.
I've had that vision for so long. I think it'd be beautiful. I think it'd be a natural fit for this course. The biggest challenge is getting people to accept taking 5 more strokes on their round.
Yeah, there is that, and the people who want the trees to stay.
Yes, of course. There are some of those.
Yeah, when somebody just said removing trees, I went, "Oh, I can feel the, I feel it." But it's true. There is something absolutely spectacular about a British Open golf course.
Yes,
and it's just you just can't get around it. And this particular, geography, geology that we are sitting on mm-hmm. is made for it.
Sure.
Right. Windswept and the ocean right. there and blowing through and
right.
all of that stuff.
Just
yes.
imagine back in the 20s and 30s when Seth Rayner designed the 9 holes. What do you think this thing looked like? Exactly that.
Yeah, exactly that. Mm-hmm. That's what he saw mm-hmm. and that's what he made. And that's the beauty of the golf course.
Right.
It's fantastic. What do you think?
I like it.
You like the
it.
Idea?
Well, first of all, we have to be good stewards. You know, in regards to water, we always talk about that, you know, and never thought about moving to Hawaii from California that I have water challenges with all the water we have around it, but we do. So, and Jason has educated me over the last few years that, you know, that the right things to do, and we've been always looking at the golf course, where we can take acreage out, and yeah. again, being good stewards. And as you said, you know, adding a couple more strokes to your play, not many people are big fans of it, but we have to do the right thing, and I think we're embarking on it fairly soon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think you're on the right track.
I mean, he knows the course probably better than anybody else. I mean, I've been here, 22 years now.
Yeah.
So he knows how this course, how Mother Nature, the cards he dealt with, and how it reacts. So I think if you should listen to him, we should listen to him.
Isn't that something to know someplace so well that you can feel it?
Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's just you know, my 2 cents on it, but that's where it feels like ownership, really. And that's, I always knew it. I always had that feeling for this golf course. And really, it is a privilege for me to be here doing this. It's not just a job.
No, it can't be a job. No. You'd be 9 to 5. You're just 24/7 now.
Yeah.
And I like what he said, ownership.
Yes.
And he owns the 100 acres out there like his own. And he really cares. He's passionate for it. The staff who works with him, he makes them understand what it means to be stewarding this course and stuff. So I'm very fortunate. We are very fortunate to have that because that makes my life so much easier. So,
you know, we have 8 minutes. Well, I should probably say 6 since we have to do a close and thank the people who make the show possible. But is there any final thoughts from you, Ron Haas?
Regards to...
anything.
Like I said, I've been back now here for 3.5 years, and what I love about this is the location, it's the people, it's this course. Like Jason just said, you know, it's such a beautiful property, beautiful place. So it's nice to be here. It's nice to be part of that, and I always use the word steward. It's nice to be part of stewarding this product, this facility, both physically, let's call it mentally, in regards to the people, you know, so, and it's just great to be here. So.
Give your food and beverage department a shout out. What are the meals like?
Oh, we all know.
No, we don't.
The happiness happens through the tummy, right? So, And one of the things we have done in the club here over the last few years, we have spent a good amount of money to, as you mentioned, 100 years a couple times, right?
So yeah.
The course next year, the clubhouse and the course will have a 100-year anniversary next year to do a modification, do improvements, do beautifications, make it more current. So the membership and us have spent quite some money to beautify, again, both inside and outside of this facility. But again, food and beverage, we all know everybody has to eat.
Yeah.
We talked about golf just right now. We talked a little bit about pickleball. We talked about all different sports out there. But at the end of the day, all the sports are great, but afterwards you're hungry.
You're hungry.
Or you're thirsty.
Yeah.
So we have a new chef, Denisio, who's been here for about since January. He's doing a great job. He has made some many menu modifications and stuff. So it's been good. So come out and check us out. I mean, come with a member.
Yeah.
Look at the beautiful view we have here.
Or become a member. And what is his forte? What does he most like to cook?
He likes Mediterranean food, Spanish, Italian. But he has a good local flair. Plus, our sous chef John, local boy here, and he puts the local flavors into our thing, especially the oxtail soup. Our members love when he puts it on the special and stuff. So, so as you know, we have a good melting pot here. You know, East and West meets right here at Mid Pacific Country Club.
Far out, I like that. All right, now, what are your? I always think about following you around on the golf course to see what you do all the day. How do you keep your skin so healthy in the sun all the time? It's truly incredible. What do you do?
Thank you. Sunscreen. Listen to your dermatologist. They went to school for a reason.
Yay!
I've seen superintendent. I've been in the business for decades. And I've seen superintendents, especially ones that were at least part Caucasian that had fair skin, didn't take care, didn't use sunscreen, and, man, they paid the price.
Yes, I bet.
Yeah. I've got good genes, thankful to mom and dad, but still, sunscreen.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
Especially if the wind blows, you don't feel the sun. That's even more so. You know,
exactly.
Here, so.
You think, I'm not in the sun, I'm in the breeze.
I always hear when you guys said when he used to be here 20 years ago, you know, and he still looks the same. You know,
doesn't
so,
he?
Yeah.
He hasn't changed a bit.
Thank you.
A real pleasure talking with you, and you'll have to tell me when you start doing whatever it is you start doing.
We will. We'll keep you updated on the Danielle Tucker Show.
Thank you very much. All right. I guess I should thank the people who make this show possible, but before I do that, just a reminder, today we'll have partly sunny skies and isolated showers on Kauai mainly, and we'll have some windward and mostly cloudy skies, occasionally some showers on the leeward side and some haze, of course, on Hawaii Island. Well, but what's really important to remember that it is hurricane season. You know, it is hurricane season. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about it in being prepared. And one of the things that you'll want to do to be prepared is making sure that you have power should that hurricane, that, you know, the chance of a hurricane, maybe there are two or three suggested by the weather people that know these things, that they might come. But, you know, it sounds like, oh, that's no big deal. But what if the one of the two or three is a big deal and comes cruising right on through? Then you'll want to have maybe a Honda EU 2200, okay? The Honda EU 2200 is on sale. It's Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 generator sale. And you can get that Honda EU 2200 generator for $1,020, I just took some money off of it, $1,099. Plus, there's a free 2-year warranty, and that's worth $250. So if you want them, we've got them. And get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. That's in Iwile at the Costco gas station. You'll see this big sign just ahead. It says Aloha Power Equipment. They're also in Waipahu And remember, if you're coming from Honolulu town, I always say from town, but it's really a city, I suppose, isn't it? You're going west on Farrington Highway, and you're traveling through Waipahu, and the road is so smooth. I wish all of our roads were so smooth. I wish King Street and Baritania didn't feel like I was going through the trenches. My car's shocks are talking to me every day. But I digress. You're going down Farrington Highway in the westbound direction. You make a U-turn after Waipahu Depot Street to get to the Costco gas station. Okay, and the Aloha section, PGA. Yes, thank you so much. Teach your children to play golf. Get out and play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Doesn't matter how old you are. Kimmy started when she was 62. For self, health, friendship, and family, her doctor said it was the best thing she could do. Go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, you just can't find a place that you're looking for unless they have a sign. And they can't find you without your sign. So get a sign. The Honolulu Sign Company. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.